Yes, you! You're looking sexy! Oh, and you're listening to the Kid Craddock Podcast. Kid Craddock in the morning.
My wife and I just celebrated our four-year wedding anniversary.
Did you?
Congratulations. Yeah. Anniversary. What did you guys do?
We were back home in San Diego, so we were actually in Disneyland that day. And my mom took our kids and everything. But I love my wife. I've known her, 12 years we've been together now. But now we have kids, and so she's changed a bit.
You're all grown up.
She's all grown up. She found this article online about how our world's not headed in the right direction. And that, if you have kids or children, it's not going to be the same world as it is today. Which we all know that, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
But this article basically said, you have to do things so that your children can survive in this world.
Okay.
Yeah, I think you start worrying probably more about the future and this environment and what's going on. Because you're like, you see how bad things are. And if we don't try and clean it up now, it's going to be terrible.
Yeah, exactly. And Kelly, you know my wife, she already recycles.
Yeah.
She's a big fan of recycling, so we have that on lock. So okay. That was one of the things that said, make sure you recycle because that helps our planet.
Okay.
And then this is the thing she's gotten on the most as of late.
Got a new bandwagon.
Water conservation. She wants to conserve water.
Okay.
Water conservation.
Water conservation is her main goal now.
Well, that's very important.
It is very important, Kelly.
I remember they start indoctrinating the children young on this with Barney when he teaches children how to brush their teeth. You never let the water run. That's a lot of water gushing off while the kid's sitting there for 5 minutes because they don't understand the concept of brushing yet.
We're allowed to fill a cup about one-third, and that's what you're allowed to use for your brushing your teeth.
We who?
Okay, that's
my wife and I. Yeah,
I have real issues with the people when they have signs in their bathroom in their personal home that's like
don't
flush for,
hell no.
Like don't flush for number one.
Jenna, thank
you for bringing that up.
No, see,
because
I can't do that.
That is the one thing that is annoying.
So wait, she started that?
She has started the no flush unless it needs to be flushed.
Oh no.
Mm-mm. Yeah. We're on the.
No.
What about
if it's yellow, let it mellow. If it's brown, flush it down.
I don't even want to talk about this.
What about
it's so gross?
It's just weird because.
What about when you're trying to do it just to mask the sound in the bathroom? Like I turn the water on somebody.
Right.
Sometimes I need the water for encouragement. You know, if it helps me.
You have a shy bladder.
Sometimes it helps me pee.
Yeah, I want to be able to flush my toilet. That's what it's there for.
I will save water in other ways, but I am flushing.
I gotta flush too.
That sitting in there?
Some places, I guess they have them here, too. I haven't seen them here. But some places in Mexico, I guess they have the two-button flush.
They're doing that now with the toilet.
The small flush, the
small
large flush.
The large flush.
We don't have that luxury at my house.
Something you might even need to get the extra large.
The Big Al Max.
Do you guys shower together?
Yeah, we do that
as a
sometimes.
Family.
Yeah, we'll get the kids in. Yeah, we'll get the kids in the shower together to conserve water, and we have about 5 to 10 minutes to do so.
Well, back in the olden days, JC, I did a play, and that's my mom says that's what I used to do it. You'd run a bath.
Yeah.
And you'd put the cleanest child in first and then get them out and you put the next child so you use the same bath water. So I'm going to give Kinsey that idea. So you just run one
Never
tub of water.
That.
You clean the cleanest person goes first, then the next cleanest, and the dirtiest person goes last.
You know the cleanest child.
Dirty.
I remember the really poor family, that Kathy Bates movie where they all lived together in that home and they were just like dirt poor and they would all just get in a bathtub one after another.
Yeah. Mm.
Wow. You need a cup of water. Well, I could say do a cup of water to brush your teeth. A third of a cup? No.
Well, those 16-ounce cups, so you get about that much water. You don't need that much to spit out. You don't need that much to rinse off.
That's true. I mean.
Thinking about it, yes. But if I'm in the shower, if I'm in there more than 10 minutes, she'll turn off our heater. And then I get cold water. That's how I know I got to be done.
Like she turns off the water heater?
We have one of those electric water heaters in the closet. And she just hits the off button, and then my water goes cold, and that's when it's time to get out.
Well, okay, I thought water conservation was more like on a on a larger scale, you know,
like, you start, like not you, watering you the yard.
Like, yeah, like, yeah.
Not exactly. Washing your car in the yard. Exactly. That wastes a lot of water, too.
Just when running, you're the, running the hose forever, like the yeah. massive amounts of water.
Right.
She's just really gotten on this bandwagon, but her main thing is the toilet flush, because I guess that wastes a lot of water.
Well, it's like 5 gallons, I think, every time or something like that. But still, you got to flush when you, yeah, I don't know.
My friends are telling me that I need to go buy a bunch of small baby Ruths. And just so
no,
that if she ever has any questions, that way I have a reason to every single time. That could be a way around it.
No.
Does she wait? She checks.
I'm surprised
the
she just doesn't make you
flush.
I'm surprised she doesn't make you go in the yard for.
There you go. For at least for
you're
number one, just go.
You're,
yeah.
Or why don't you all just wear diapers and then you're never using the toilet?
Diapers are so. Those are bad for the environment as well. I hear.
Well, I'm sorry. I know some women go to that extreme with the diaper service, but I did throwaways.
You could pee in the yard twice a day.
Yeah. Oh, I don't mind doing that.
You know, we normal guys do it anyway.
Yeah, but then that's kind of teaching your son, Kaysen, just as you finally, right, started to get him somewhat potty trained.
Right.
Isn't that going to confuse him?
See, now I send him on the flushing the toilet missions, because she'll get mad at me if she just hears a random flush. She'll be like, JC, we're saving water. Stop that. So I'll just tell Casey, and I was like, go to the bathrooms and flush the toilet for dad.
Why don't you guys just get a porta potty in the backyard?
Why don't you just get a compost pile?
I'm sure
put it all in the compost.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no, Kelly.
I'm going to give Kinsey so many great ideas.
Yeah, no.
Just start peeing in the bathtub.
I'm going to help Kinsey save the world.
Can you just tell her to let me flush my toilet?
Yeah,
just dig a hole in the backyard.
Slumdog Millionaire, dog.
Yeah. No.
The Kid Craddock Morning Show is back.
This weekend is coming up. It's a very sad anniversary for us on the Kid Craddock Morning Show. This Sunday will be the 1-year anniversary of Kid's passing. And we can, you know, we can choose to dwell on the sadness of it because mm-hmm. it is still a very sad thing. Our hearts are still very heavy. I love hearing from people, you know, still just sharing their thoughts about him. And we want to do something to honor the man's memory because Kid was a real believer in this whole pay it forward concept. He loved that idea.
He would always mm-hmm. talk about the people that would do it in line at Starbucks.
Yeah, he wanted to get this. Let's get it started today.
Yeah.
Let's see how many people we can get
he
to do it.
I remember telling him one day about the Starbucks thing because I had gone and I asked how many people. It was the first time it happened to me, how many people had been doing it. And they mm-hmm. said that I was the 20th, that the chain had yet to be broken. And
it was
the 20th. And Kid doesn't even drink. Kid didn't drink coffee. And he would still go to Starbucks to do that.
So he could do it.
He'd buy like a naked juice.
I mean, seriously, it was like a little kid. He just loved this idea of paying it forward. And he thought, that's a really great way. I mean, there's so many ways you can honor the man, but that's a really great one. So, you know, you can start now. You don't have to wait for this weekend, but we really want you to make a concentrated effort to do random acts of kindness, pay it forward. It doesn't have mm-hmm. to be monetary things. It can be just, you know, like you said, random acts of kindness, or like I said. And then you can go online and tweet about it on your social media. We'd like you to use the hashtag for Kid.
F-O-R-K-I-D-D.
Yeah, and when you're, you know, if somebody asks, why are you doing this? Just say, I'm doing it in honor of Kid Craddock. And then Monday, we're going to have people come on and tell about maybe some really moving things that may have happened from these random acts. Because it is, I mean, some really incredible things can happen from just a little simple gesture.
Yeah.
Even a smile could be paying it forward if somebody's having a bad day. It doesn't have to be money.
Well, do more than smile at somebody.
Yeah, I mean.
Just a little bit more. Yeah. It'll make for better radio.
More than smile.
Right. I smiled
at somebody.
I smiled at everybody.
Nobody.
I used to do this thing that I thought was kind of cool. I would go through the toll booth, and I would try and pay it for the person behind me. Now you can't do that because,
the toll tag.
It doesn't always have to be about money,
It does. That was a small amount.
Especially if you have a certain skill, you know, like maybe for a living. I mean, I know I've already said if you're a massage therapist, but if you do something, you know, maybe you're a makeup artist, maybe you have a great skill mm-hmm. that you get paid to do mm-hmm. that for a living. It would be very cool to do it for someone, you know, that is having a rough time.
So you can go to kidnation.com, KIDDnation.com, if you want to get inspired and share some stories and start really thinking big. And then on Monday, we're going to, you know, share some really great memories of Kid, and we're going to do a moment of noise in his honor.
We'll tell you what that is on Monday, but it involves noise.
It's another thing that's definitely
something
Kid loved.
Yeah, noise.
Noise.
We'll do that.
Yeah.
And if somebody pays it forward for you, then maybe that will even inspire you more to pay it forward for someone else.
That's the whole point.
Mr. Barrett, next door to me when I was growing up, rest his soul. I used to mow his yard every once in a while. He wouldn't ask me to mow his yard, but his yard was kind of connected to my parents' yard. So, you know, it was just another 20 minutes of yard mowing while I was out there. And I was probably, you know, 13, 14, whatever. And he would say, thank you. But Mr. Barrett was, he was a nice guy, but he never really liked me very much growing up.
Even though you mowed his lawn for free?
He never invited me to swim in his pool. He had a pool, only pool in the neighborhood. And he, you know, sometimes he would invite my sister over to swim or other kids in the neighborhood. Yeah. But he never, no, not like that. But maybe because I couldn't swim.
Did he have an ice cream truck?
But he, I don't know. I just thought about that. He never really liked me.
Is he still alive?
No.
I would love to ask him.
He's passed away.
Did you get his daughter pregnant or something?
No, no kids. I don't believe. But no, he just...
That would be an interesting conversation. Mm-hmm. And he might have had a very good reason for not liking you, and mm-hmm. you'll never know what it was.
Yeah. I tried to pay it forward with Mr. Bear. And every once in a while, he'd get mad at my dog, Champ, and he'd pour hot water on him.
That's so... Why would you want to do... Why would you want to
mow that? Why were you mowing this guy's lawn?
Well, these things did not happen at the same time.
Yeah, try and do nice things for people that need it and deserve
it. That are nice.
But you know what, though? That's... You know, I was reading... Somebody said it's really easy to do nice things for nice people, but it's, you know... It's when you have to do mm-hmm. something for people that don't deserve it. Do something kind for the mean-spirited.
Kill them with kindness.
It might just be the thing that turns it around.
It could be.
That's something my mom always taught me. You know, if kids were mean to me or if a girl, I remember all the girls were making fun of me because I always wore my hair in a really high ponytail when I changed schools. And they all started wearing it that way, but it was to make fun of me. And my mom was like, Jenna, just kill them with kindness. I'm like, but mm-hmm. why? They're mean. I want to stand up for myself.
Be mean back.
She's like, Jenna, no one knows how to react when you're nice when they are being mean to you. They're being mean to you. And then they're just, it kind of softens them up. It was great mom advice.
That is the best thing you could do.
Yeah.
That could actually turn them around.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, it does. You come with kindness.
Some people are really stubborn and they'll still hate you for no reason.
Some people say, I love Kelly on the radio. I don't really like you very much. Here, I'm going to buy you a drink.
They say that to your face?
Oh, yeah.
See, okay, that's somebody thinking they're being funny. They're just trying to be funny.
Are they?
I don't know, Kelly. That's not funny.
Hold on, what are they going to do?
We jab at each other, and they want to be part of the jab. You know what I'm saying? Maybe. Let's give them the benefit of the doubt.
They wouldn't be going to your place to say that.
They're
hoping to see Kelly.
Yeah, right?
They're trying to see Kelly Raspberry out there.
There is that, too.
Yeah.
Hashtag for kid, hashtag pray for the haters.
There you go.
Are you guys going to do stuff this weekend, or are you just going to kind of do stuff as it comes?
We're going to go to dinner, and then we're going to go sing karaoke for kid. Hashtag for kid.
Yeah.
I think Jenna was talking about paying it forward.
Yeah. I just meant maybe like something you had in mind.
I haven't really thought of a random act yet. I'd like to do something, I want to do something that's...
I think it's kind of sometimes on a whim.
Right,
yeah,
exactly.
Like a spur of the moment thing.
The best ones happen randomly, I think.
Sure.
It's it just starts happening in front of you, and it just, you do it.
Yeah, I mean, you hadn't planned on giving that lady that $100 in the line
at
the grocery store. It just kind of organically happened.
It just happens. You don't plan on buying somebody's coffee at Starbucks again, to go back to that. But somebody does it for you, so hey, why not? Keep doing it.
Cool. Well, we can't wait to hear what you guys decide to do this weekend. So make sure you just hashtag for kid. Post it on our Facebook. You can make an Instagram video. We want it to really go viral and spread.
We want it
spread
to trend.
For kid, yeah.
And real quickly, too, you know, the local on NBC5 is doing a 3-part series on the year since, you know, kid passed. And I wasn't able to watch it last night because I have no TV in my new house. But they linked it on the website, and I put a link on my Facebook page if anybody wants to go and see part one. And then they'll have part two and three tonight and tomorrow night if anybody wants to see that.
That's a lot of the questions we get asked a lot.
Yeah.
And, mm-hmm. and we answer them. So if you've been wondering what we've been through behind the scenes outside of the radio show, we get pretty in-depth
with
that.
We do.
Very in-depth.
Emotional.
Back to more of the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
So we're going to play a fun little game there, Mikey.
Yeah,
so
hey, Mikey! A lot of people just troll on iTunes. And when you're on iTunes, you discover a lot of new artists and a lot of new different vibes and different sounds.
Okay.
So we ran across a bunch of different versions of, like, top 40 hits, really popular hits.
Okay. Covers?
Played with completely different style of instrumentals.
Hmm. Cool.
So you guys are all music aficionados.
Oh,
we wanted
to
see how well you know these. I just spun our bingo machine to find out an order. We got Jenna going first, Al second, JC third, and Kelly fourth.
Okay.
I'm going to give you an example. This is just a warm-up. So here's the example of the song, and then you guys would have to determine which song this is. This is a string quartet version of a popular song.
Oh.
Ready for this jelly? I don't think you're ready for this jelly. Ain't my body too bootylicious for you, babe.
Thrift shop.
When you said I was so close, and then Kelly said that, and I'm like, oh wait, I'm losing it. I'm
but it sounded it. Like it when she said it. I was like, it does sound like
it does
that.
Does sound like the jelly.
All right, so here we go. Jenna's first. Jenna, you get to kick it off. This is your song.
Okay. Turn down for what?
Nope.
It's not.
Keep playing it.
No, I know. Can I steal?
No, you gotta give her a minute.
You gotta wait till. What's your final answer?
That's not turned down for what?
No.
It's turned down for what?
That is correct, yes. I just want to see if you talk yourself out of it.
Okay, JC, Smarty Pants, what did you think it was?
Honestly, I thought it was Jason Derulo's.
What?
Talk sexy.
Talk dirty.
Talk dirty to me.
All right, come on.
Thank you outside to my loyal fans out there, staying outside, well, for all of us. But I said that, and then I started questioning myself. No, and he's looking at me, and he's like, yes, giving me a thumbs up. I'm like, wait, I think that is their number.
I was like, I might as well go full for it.
All right, Big Al Mac, you ready?
Yeah,
here's your song.
Come on.
What? This is on the radio right now.
Oh, come on. Al, you should know this.
I got it.
Come on, Al.
Come on, Al!
People are screaming in their cars.
Al!
Who wants to steal?
I do. JC.
JC.
What is that?
Okay, JC, steal it.
Ariana Grande Problem.
That is correct.
Oh, gosh. That is like nails on a chalkboard.
It was somebody playing the recorder.
That is definitely a kid playing a recorder.
That's all I can think about. My sister getting me a recorder. I'm playing on.
When she screams in this song, I can't. I can't even get to that
it's
part.
It's like a whistle scream, too.
All right, JC, you ready?
I'm ready.
This is JC's song.
Oh, no.
Got it.
I got that one.
L.A. to Tokyo.
What is it?
What's the name of the song and artist?
That's Iggy Azalea, Fancy.
That is correct.
That was the easiest one so far.
Let me have that one.
All right, Kelly, you ready?
All right.
Yeah.
This is a rock version of a popular song.
Oh, great.
Here we go.
Yeah.
Wait for it.
Kelly, I love this song, and you know I do.
Stop giving her hints.
Doesn't matter.
Okay. Oh, Dark Horse by Katy Perry.
Yeah!
Good job.
And it has a bad rap verse in it, but I love the beat of this song so much.
All right, here we go. Jenny, you ready to kick us off? Round two?
Okay. Yeah,
here is a string quartet version of your song.
Oh, I got that. That's easy.
Happy.
Bye.
Thrill.
Yes.
Good job. See if I can get on the board.
So everybody's got a point except Big Al?
Except for Big Al.
Let's see if I can get on the board.
Here we go. Big Al.
Hope it's the recorder again.
It's an accordion.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, you're dancing. But you gotta
say it.
It's funny watching
it.
Somebody needs to put a spoon in your mouth.
It's very repetitive.
All right, 5 seconds. Do you know it? Three, two, one.
I know this. I hate knowing something when I don't know it.
Who wants to steal it? Anybody want to steal it?
I like watching now. Hold on.
Is he having a seizure?
Yeah.
I'm not going to get it.
Somebody put a wallet in his mouth.
Oh, crap.
Is anybody else
come on,
out?
Al, you can do it.
No, we like watching.
Come
on, Al.
You got it now?
No.
Gaga.
She's been playing it.
No, I hear it. Oh, Lady Gaga.
Lady Gaga. It's all
we couldn't even get the real one.
I couldn't think of the name of it. I knew the song.
All right, JC, you ready?
Oh, I think Al should have to record these songs if he loses.
I'm gonna
that was just fun
now.
To watch him struggle.
I know. I didn't want to steal because he was so funny.
I just wanted to let it go.
That's Al, how you look.
Flopping around is not going to help
him. Hey,
floppy out.
You know something and then you just can't think of it.
Big okay. Flappy
he looked
out.
Like a fish out of water, didn't he?
Go yeah.
Ahead. All right, JC, it's your turn.
Okay. Nobody got a point on that one just because we wanted to watch Al.
This is fun.
Here we go.
I'm pretty sure we all knew. Each other's team.
By him.
Team.
By.
Five. Four.
I don't know who
three,
sings it.
You don't even sing
two,
it.
Team. One.
Steal.
JC, I'm going to steal it so I get this point.
Okay,
but
go.
You and I interviewed her backstage when she was
oh, Lord.
Yes. How did
you
say that?
I blanked. At least I knew the name of the song, Al. Don't talk.
Yeah, well. There's that.
All right, Kelly, you ready for yours?
So who gets that point?
Jenna.
Oh. I got half a point.
I just wanted. No, you don't. I knew it. I was just trying. I just really wanted you to. I wanted you to get there.
Lord.
All right, Kelly. Here's another 8-bit version of a popular song, and you have to decide who this is and what song it is.
All right.
It's like the number one or two song in the country right now, I think.
Come on, you got
they're
this.
Very rude by, oh, what's their name? It's
come
like
on.
Fantastic or Magic.
Yeah,
or,
yeah. Yeah, there you go.
Good job.
Good.
You guys want to do one more round of old school stuff?
Yeah.
Old school?
Old school. Let's kick it old school.
Oh, this is going to be tough. Right. What's the score?
The score is, I think JC and Jenna are tied with.
I thought Jenna had three.
Jenna at three. Oh, JC at one. Kelly at two.
Yeah, Kelly hadn't been stealing. Kelly knows him.
Oh,
she
you
just
have
got
two.
To steal.
Well, I missed that point. Al has none.
How many
points
do I have?
Point. That's when Al's losing.
I get a bonus point.
Who cares nope. Who wins? Al's losing.
Here we go. Right,
Throwback Thursday.
Let's go with number 14 on the list. This first one is for Jenna. It's Throwback Thursday. It's a lullaby.
Oh!
Oh, I know it. Hold on.
Come on.
Been spending most of our lives living
in Gangsta's Paradise.
Yeah. Paradise, right?
Yeah.
Did you say we've been spitting most of our lives?
Lives.
I
thought it was spending most of our lives.
I know, it just sounded like you said lives.
Oh, I might have, like, I don't know.
Who's that?
By who?
I'm sorry, Coolio.
Yes, that is correct.
Happy birthday, Coolio.
By the way,
coming up in
apparently his career is going so well, he is making music for adult movies now.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, his latest video is on a porn site.
Very profitable business, from what I understand.
Hey, you know
it
what?
Is.
Brother got to get paid.
Doing well.
All right, Big Al.
Yeah.
Do you want old school rock or do you want old school hip hop?
Oh, God.
He knows neither.
They're both equally as well.
Well, do you want to...
Old school hip hop, dog. Come on.
Well, it's not that old school, but let's go with number 17, okay?
All right.
You'll recognize this. It's a lullaby.
Come on, Al.
Oh, yeah. I love this song.
I got this.
Do you?
Come on, Al.
Don't give him hints. This is perfect.
Hold on.
Are you kidding me?
I see him going to another fit.
It's one of the biggest albums ever.
Stop giving him hints.
Don't give him a hint.
I'm over Al.
The look on his face right now.
Al!
Yes?
Oh, my goodness.
5 seconds.
Hey, Al.
Oh, my gosh. Al,
hey,
you can do this.
Hey, Al.
Oh, is that Hey, y'all? Yes!
Oh, my goodness.
By whom?
Outkast.
Yes.
You don't get a point.
I still don't recognize.
You don't play get a point.
Baby, play it again.
Baby, don't.
Okay. I wouldn't have got that in a million years.
Yeah, that was obvious.
Okay, Al doesn't get a point.
All right, let's do number 15 for JC.
I'm consistent.
15? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know.
We're playing instrumental, like, off, like, weird versions of popular songs and seeing if they can.
Do I get a hip-hop? Is it
nope,
rock?
Nope, number 15.
Okay.
Kelly, gonna steal this one?
I got it. Right off the bat. It's sad that I know this.
Come on, JC!
Hold on.
Oh, I got it.
Stop singing.
It's from Step Brothers.
He has to name it, though.
Sweet Child of Mine.
Bye.
Bye.
Guns N' Roses? No.
Guns N' Roses, yeah.
Oh!
It is Guns N' Roses.
Dude!
He just wants so bad, now he knows it.
Don't hate on me for knowing something.
He wasn't going to get it.
I simulate that song now to Step Brothers all the time now.
I know. All right, last one. It's Kelly's turn. Let's do number 16 for Kelly.
Oh.
The smell of wine and cheap perfume.
Oh, yeah.
Al didn't get that one.
No.
Sing it, Al. Come on, Al.
It's what the white people sing at your bar.
Strangers, Seagrass.
Ryan Seacrest.
No, he's not the boy.
Don't stop me. I'm a journey.
Drunk white girls sing along.
Street lights. People.
Come on out.
What? Even. Is that the word?
Mischievous?
Don't stop mischieving.
Best misheard lyric ever. He mishears the title.
Don't stop underachieving.
Don't stop underachieving.
Don't stop achieving.
Yeah.
I think
she get it.
No.
Kelly.
Yeah.
Don't stop believing.
Champion, I believe, was Jenna.
Yep.
Thank you.
Yeah, she kind of stomped y'all.
Thank you.
If you're not first, you're last.
She beat us by like one maybe or two.
She stomped you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Stomping.
Well, for the sake of conversation, she stomped you.
All
right. Al got stomped.
I got stomped.
I don't know a lot about Muds, but I know music.
You do.
Yeah.
I feel like Al should record.
Kelly's great with music too, but.
You know what? I used to be better at it.
Al should have to do the Ariana Grande song.
Yep.
And record it.
Which one is that?
As your punishment. The first one you couldn't get.
Problems again. Yeah.
Oh, man. I got 99 problems knowing a song ain't one of them.
Back to more of the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
We've all done it.
What?
We try to impersonate maybe our mom, our significant other, our teacher, co-workers. We all try to do it. But this guy, his name's Ryan Clark. Do it on YouTube. Does a pretty spot-on impression of a female.
Really?
It's so good that he nearly has 5 million views on this video. Let's listen to him.
Oh, okay. Oh, the super excited?
Yeah. So I closed Much Ado About Nothing on Sunday, and when we finished, we were like all on the set and we were drinking, and Stokes was like, Matt, do your girl voice. And so I did it, and he was like laughing so hard.
Yes.
Wow, man.
That is...
It's pretty good. I mean...
Well, come on. It's not like you haven't heard a man pretend to be a woman before and very recently. Manti Te'o, isn't that his name?
Oh, yeah.
Who was fooled by a man.
He sounded like a full-on girl.
Everybody's like, oh, every guy was like, oh, you couldn't fool me. You couldn't fool me. And then you play it back. It sounded exactly like a woman, just like this guy.
In fact, we have people online that can imitate... If you're a dude and you think you could fool us, or even a girl... We want to do random
man voice.
We want to see if we could be fooled. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
You know who does this well? We've had her in here. Can I have it? The girl, she's a comedian. We've had her in here. Can I have it? Can I get your number?
Can I have it?
I thought that was a dude for the longest time.
Angela
Johnson?
Yes, Angela Johnson.
No, that's not it. Was it Angela Johnson?
Yeah.
Oh, really? Excuse me, can I talk to you for a minute?
Yeah.
Now, before we get started, Al has a thing he wants to do.
Well, I just want to tell you guys, it is National Tequila Day, so I sent intern Alex all the way to my bar.
Can I get a chaser?
You sent him all the way to the bar?
Because no liquor stores open.
I don't open this early, so.
I'm sure somebody lives closer than the bar.
Well, regardless.
Okay.
I have a tequila shot. This is Centenario Añejo. This is my favorite tequila, and I'd like to...
I don't want
to
do it.
It'll make me throw up.
Oh, poor Al, come on.
And it's good tequila?
Oh, it's really good.
That tequila we took on my birthday before I went to Mexico airport.
Yeah. real good tequila.
Oh, that was rough.
This is real good tequila.
This is Al's favorite.
Filled it up even past the shot line.
Who poured these?
I haven't had breakfast
Nick.
Yet.
Nick came pour for me.
You had that juice. All right.
Yeah, I just drank a green juice that's making me pee every 5 minutes, and now I'm going to ruin my green juice toxin
Chase
flush.
Chase it with tequila.
By the way, Kenzie called and says she wants to conserve water here in the studio, so if you guys would please not flush the toilet every time you go number one. Thank you.
I don't want to do this.
Cheers.
All right, cheers,
cheers.
Al. I'll do
cheers
it for you,
what?
Buddy.
Cheers.
At least, can you have us at least cheers something other than it's National Tequila Day? Like, give me a reason. Pump me up for this.
Sure.
Cheers to Jenna, who's getting ready to fly on a plane with all the news of plane crashes lately.
Oh,
another
my.
One went missing.
Oh. Dark
I don't
cheers.
Think we
should
you need a
cheers
shot.
For that.
All right. Another one this
Jenna's
morning
gonna be,
is crazy.
Jenna's going to be drunk at Comic-Con.
There you go.
Oh, God. I can't.
Just do it.
Oh, God. He's a crazy Mexican.
Ah,
woo! All right. Are you happy, Al?
Ah.
All right.
Good. My mouth's watering. Like I'm gonna throw up.
Okay. All right, we're seeing how well you can impersonate the opposite sex. Let's.
Look at the Kelly face.
Everybody, let's meet Brady's mother.
Kelly, can I have some of that?
Hello, Brady. Brady's mother.
Hello?
Oh, this is Brady. Oh, Brady. Hey, how you doing, buddy?
Good. How are you?
Doing great. Right.
Is that how your mother speaks?
No, I was wondering if your mom was right there, Brady. Can we talk to her for a second?
Yes.
Okay,
okay. Let's talk to her. Hi, Brady's mom.
Hello?
Oh, wow. No, that's really the mom.
We were trying to do a bit with Brady.
We should have explained the bit.
Okay, let's do a really segment we call Bits with Brady. Is that okay?
What's your name, ma'am?
Rhonda.
Rhonda, perfect.
Brady
bits. So now we know what Rhonda sounds like.
Okay.
Because Brady says he can impersonate you perfectly, Rhonda.
Does he do that quite? He doesn't do that for you a lot?
No.
No. Okay, I know what you sound like. Put Brady back on the phone, please.
Okay.
All right.
Oh, no, Brady is.
Brady's 13 years old.
Oh, okay.
Hey, Brady. What's up, bro?
Is this Brady or Brady's mom?
Brady.
Okay, Brady, you say that you can do a great impersonation of your mother, so let's hear it, Brady. What does your mom say? Do it now.
Oh, my gosh, turn around. Bitch, where's your stripper room?
Wow, that was good, Brady.
It was high.
It sounds just like Rhonda.
Clean your room, you're stressing me out. Is that what it said?
Yeah.
How old are you, Brady?
13.
All right,
that concludes Bitch by Brady.
You did job, Brady.
Have a great day. Hold on the line. We're going to give you a T-shirt, okay?
You work on some new impressions, and we'll have you back.
Yeah, next week you're doing Big Al, so work on it. We'll have Brady on every week to do an impression.
That'll be great.
We should ask him if he can do any of us.
I don't think he could.
Maybe you guys should do a shot for every bad call today.
Yeah. Yeah. Shannon.
Brady was not bad. He was a good
Brady
boy.
Was great.
I think bad callers should do shots.
All right. Wyatt is on the phone now. Please tell us your age and who you're going to be impersonating.
I'm 11. I'm going to be impersonating Kelly Raspberry.
Oh, great. Perfect. I'm excited now.
Right. We know what this one sounds
like. All right.
Like.
Here we go.
Hey, Kelly Raspberry.
Hi, this is Mrs. Raspberry. You should get out your math books and tell me 4 plus 4. Okay, JC, tell me 4 plus 4. Okay.
Eight.
But now it's recess. I'm going to go eat peanuts and do the show top five, okay?
Way to go. Way to go, Wyatt. Way to go, buddy.
Not
Wyatt,
bad, sir.
I am honored. Thank you. That was spot on.
You're welcome.
Oh, good. We liked it.
Have a good day, man.
You like boiled peanuts, Wyatt? Do you like boiled peanuts?
Yeah.
Oh, they're good eating.
Who doesn't?
Right.
I wish I had some right now to chase down that tequila.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Wyatt, don't you be drinking tequila now. You're too young for that.
Thanks for calling, Wyatt.
Yeah, you're
tequila
just
Thursday is not meant for you, Wyatt.
All right. We have another caller.
Still struggling. Okay.
Jenna, you all right?
It was actually pretty smooth.
I told you.
Yeah, it wasn't terrible. It's just that
smooth.
I haven't had anything to eat, and just in having no chaser, I'm just feeling kind of, I'm like real warm.
That's the best tequila.
Al, can you impersonate?
It was very smooth. What was that?
Centenario. They make three kinds. That I know of. Reposado.
Oh, I've had that one's good.
Yeah. Añejo, which means it's aged.
Which one's this?
This is Añejo. This is my favorite.
The aged one?
This is my favorite.
Yeah, this is really great stuff when we're talking to teenagers.
I held my breath and did it because I was afraid. And then I realized
It's not that bad.
It's
not that bad.
It's pretty good.
And then I did the water chaser, and I felt the warmth go down to my belly. It's in my belly now.
It's fancy.
Yeah, it is the one liquor, in my opinion, that you can tell the difference between cheap and really expensive.
Yeah, if they ever want me to do an endorsement, I would do it for free.
That was actually a good. That was not a bad shot. So if you're doing a shot of tequila today, Centenario.
How much a shot is that out at the bar?
My bar is like $9. It's better than Patron to me, and it's a little bit.
That was way smoother than Patron.
It's $40 a bottle. It's good tequila.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's good tequila.
All right, back to the bit.
All right.
Al, do you do impressions of your girl? How's she sound?
She's sometimes, like early or late, or if she's tired, she kind of has that Kardashian, like,
I
don't want to do that. But her normal voice.
So she annoys you, is what you're saying.
That rang a bell for me.
What?
If I could get Emma Kelly on the phone to imitate her Persian grandfather, it is so...
Get her on the phone.
I laugh so hard.
Let's get her on the phone.
I have to give Nanny Laura... I don't think I have Nanny Laura's phone number with
Emma Kelly doesn't have a phone?
That would be great.
Well, she has to call Nanny Laura. But I don't know if she's just waking... She's probably not even awake.
Record it. We'll play it
I'll
tomorrow.
I'll have to record it. It is so funny.
Really?
I might even have the video... In my
phone.
I'll look for it. Y'all do your bit, and I'll look for it.
So what does your girlfriend do, Al, when she gets tired and just Kardashian?
Well, like I said, she just kind of has that, I don't want to get up.
Yeah, we get whiny.
You know, just like that, a little growly thing. But, you know, her voice is kind of normal. I really can't. I can't do it at all.
I'm not going to imitate my wife because Kid did it so well for so many years.
Yeah, Kid did Kinsey well.
Imitated. But she always tries to imitate me, and then she'll try to imitate what a dog would say if she sees a dog, or she imitates what our son Kaysen would say, and it's the same voice every time, and it starts the same way, and she goes,
"Hey, how you doing? I'm JC. Hey, what are you doing? I'm eating protein. Hey, I'm Kaysen. I just pooped in my diaper. Hey, I'm a dog. I just went pee on the fire hydrant."
Every single voice. It's the same.
I think women always default when we try to imitate the man in life. We default to that dumb guy.
Yeah.
Like, whatever.
And the men always, they're like, naggy.
Yeah.
That's the way that you always default to naggy, and we default to dumb guy.
Yeah, men impersonate us by our whiniest.
Yeah, when are you going to take me out to dinner?
I found the videos in here, but I have to listen.
Kelly, you don't need the video. Because we have breaking news for you.
Uh-oh.
Yes, they called. Did they call in?
Emma Kelly Raspberry is on the phone right now.
Yes.
Hey, Emma Kelly.
Hi.
You were listening this morning. Hello? Yeah.
Are you awake?
Yes.
What are you doing up so early?
Remember, I'm going swimming.
That's right. Awesome. I forgot. Nanny Laura has to go. Yeah, they're going swimming.
Emma Kelly, you are such a good daughter listening to your mommy on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
How well has your mom done this morning? Can you rate her?
Very good.
Okay,
thank
good.
You, darling.
Thank
how,
you
do,
so much.
How do you like the new house?
Very good.
Yeah, what do you like best about the new house?
My room.
Yeah, you got a brand new room.
Oh, cool.
Except today I bunged my toe on the mattress.
You did?
Oh, yeah.
Her mattress is on the floor. We haven't bought a bed yet for her.
Now, your mom has promised to buy you a golf cart so you can get from your room to her room without walking.
Maybe a Segway.
Yeah.
Now, do you?
I can't because my room's upstairs and her room's downstairs.
Yeah, we finally live in a two-story house.
Kelly has the master bedroom.
The children's
downstairs.
Quarters.
We'll get you an elevator, Emma Kelly.
Well, Emma Kelly, your mommy wants you to do something because she says you're really good at it.
Do you remember when you used to imitate Grandpa Amir?
Yes.
Yeah, so that's why I've got the video. It's been a while since he's done it.
Okay,
you know?
Can you
imitate Grandpa Amir? And if you don't, I've got the video, but I'd rather hear it since you called in.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Okay, be Grandpa Amir. Try to sound just like him, okay?
I don't know him, so I want to hear what he sounds like.
Oliver, do you want some ice cream? Yeah, don't. Why? I have very good ice cream.
Very good ice cream.
Kelly is
very
on the floor.
Good ice cream.
So Kelly is on the floor right now.
Very good ice cream.
Wait, oh, look, we have Grandpa Amir on the phone right
very,
now,
very good
too.
Ice cream.
I have very good ice cream.
I have very, very good ice cream for you.
Thank
the
you very good.
The video is a little bit
thank
better.
You. Thank you very much.
Emma Kelly. Elvis Presley, everybody.
Hey, Emma Kelly, will you please, because you're so good at it. No, I want you to impersonate your mom.
Oh, does,
will you? Will
too.
You please just do your mom for us because it's perfect.
Okay.
She has to think of something to say.
Yeah, yeah, that's fine.
Talk about husband or something.
I am Kelly.
Well, keep going,
that's,
babe.
That's my granddaddy.
What?
It's my granddaddy.
Well, just do whoever you feel. When you do your grandpa, Amir, you say Oliva. Remember Oliva? He's got another.
Yeah.
Her little cousin name's Oliver. Do that.
Okay, I'll do. But. Wait, you want me to do Oliver?
I know.
Yeah, I know. We're
no. I wanted you to do. I wanted you to talk like grandpa. What would you rather do? Would you rather imitate me, granddaddy, or grandpa Amir?
How about all three?
Yeah, no.
You got to pick one.
Grandpa, he's easiest.
Okay, Grandpa Amir is easiest.
Grandpa,
okay, remember when he used to call
Kelly.
Oliver? Okay, go ahead.
Oliver, do you want your special bear?
What?
No!
Okay, she's
what was this?
I put some special cuddle in it. Because I'm in your bed with you, so you can sleep with me too.
Yeah.
I need a translator.
I don't know what she's saying. She's speaking Farsi right now, apparently, so I don't understand what she's saying.
Make sure she's not saying bad things.
You need to get your daughter off the drugs.
Emma Kelly, thank you so much for calling.
Emma Kelly, I love you. Thank you.
Love you, Emma Kelly.
Bye, Emma Kelly.
Bye.
All right.
Yeah, I have to play you the tape. It's so funny. We were crying laughing. She's so funny.
In a turn of events.
Uh-oh.
Kenzie's on the phone. My wife.
Oh, yes.
The worst impression of all time.
Oh, do not hate when she's calling in to do this. I'm sure it's glorious.
Hey, babe.
Hi.
Did you hear JC going off on you about water conservation this morning?
Flush the toilet.
I was busy with the kids.
He is very upset about this mandate that you've handed down that you cannot flush after number one.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. If it's brown, flush it down. If it's yellow, let it mellow.
Yeah, that's our motto at the house now.
And he said when you brush your teeth, you're only allowed to use 1/3 of a cup of water to rinse.
Yeah, you have to turn it off in between.
Yeah, because I always let it run. But I also talked about your bad impressions, because every time you try to impersonate a dog or our son or me, you use the same voice. So let's say you're pretending to be Kason's stuffed animal. What would he be saying?
Hi, Kason. How are you?
Play.
Yeah. And then if
and
it's
you know what?
What?
You know what? Kason is staring at me right now because he's like, "Hey, yeah, I do want to play."
Hey, everybody! That's how I talk for everybody.
And then
Jesse
turns
sounds
his head.
Like Andrew.
Yeah, you sound like our old our own video guy Andrew.
What are you talking about?
Thanks, babe.
You're
hey, Kenzie, JC has agreed to pee in the yard at least twice a day.
I want to hear Casey's. Okay. I want to hear Kenzie's impersonation. I'm a little drunk from tequila already. I want to hear Kenzie's impersonation of you.
Oh, great.
I'm going to get drunk from tequila.
No, you're not going to get drunk. No, I am. Al made us all do shots because it's National Tequila Day. Do your impersonation of JC if you have one.
Go ahead. Be me.
Okay, let me think. Come out here. Look, there's some squirrels in our yard.
Look,
five squirrels. They're eating some squirrel food. Let me take a picture.
Sounds
just like the
stuff, man. Hey, look at the squirrels running around the yard.
We learned one thing. Kizzy's got one voice.
We need some squirrel food.
You might have different material, but she's got one voice.
You might be related to Shannon.
That just proves my point. We always default to dumb guy voice. Yeah. And you imitate Kenzie.
That's not what I sound like. Oh my God, the kids were so rude this morning. Kason peed in his diaper and like Chloe spit up all over the rug. Ew. And then I had to make dinner for you, but then I burnt it. So then I had to go to the store and buy more dinner.
Wow. It took a nasty turn.
You're married to a very smart woman.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.